Blog Talk Radio.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Get right on into it.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Turn it over to you, sir.
Okay, I chose this child, Secret Societies. I'm going to do this real slow, Sister Drew. We started teaching on it. I'm going to summarize from what we talked about last week. There is no such thing as a secret society. There are societies in a society that holds a secret. But if you initiate it into those societies, then it ain't no secret. Meaning that if you belong to the Scottish Rite Masons, it ain't no secret. You belong to the Duncan Rite Masons, it ain't no secret. You belong to other secret societies, there is no secrets. But to the general public, they are secret. They only deal with one type of knowledge. They only deal with what is known as esoteric knowledge, meaning the knowledge is for the initiate. esoteric knowledge is what you are taught in a school system by the people that run your country. Every country, we learned last week that every country is ran by Masons. You can't name a country that is not up under a Masonic order, a secret society that the general public don't know anything about it. This knowledge of secret society ain't been out that long, because what is known as a secret society today started off as a mystery. Then it moved from being a mystery, and we learned about the mysteries. If you want to Google this, write down mysteries, Google it, and go get information on mysteries. All you people that got the Holy Ghost, when you read in the Bible the mysteries of God, this is only talking about what we call today the secret societies, and they also known the next name. We're going in the chronological order. See, every time if we study in a chronological order, we don't miss shit. We started off as a mystery. What started off as a mystery became Masonic, and what started off, the next name, became secret societies. All of these people came out of the mysteries, out of the Masons, out of secret societies, as we will see as we go through this part of this study. No country is conquered from without, meaning that all countries, if when we study history, is conquered from within. We know that the last Greek and Roman society was not conquered. The last society, they let the Gauls in. America was not conquered until 1970. We can go back in history and pinpoint the day, because we can go in a chronological order. In 1970, America was completely conquered from within. How we know this? Because we finna find out how we know this. Because of some groups and organization that had control. That's what Masonic is. Now, when I say secret societies, maybe that takes on a lot of different organization. And these people are called the aristocrats. They are the aristocrats. So it's just like, we finna find out why they are the aristocrat, because they are also known as the elite. And back in ancient days, they called them the aristocrats. So we asked ourselves a question, since we know that all governments is a secret society, so we asked ourselves a question. We're going to look into the United States of America, which got established in 1776, 241 years ago. And see, here's what you have to know. 241 years ago, when we trace the history of Magog and Gog, that's who's over here, when we trace their history, we can see that they are up under what is known as the Double-Head Eagle Masons of the Scottish Rite. These are the people that we're going to look at. We learned who these people was this year, last week. But how did they become control over the United States of America? How did they have they didn't make no they ain't hid shit. they ain't hid, not one thing have they hid from us if you study. Once upon a time, this knowledge that we're talking about, it was not published. You could not understand it, but we thank the Zionist Jews for 2017 passing laws and getting to where we can understand it and we can understand things a little bit better. The Zionist Jews wrote a Bible in 1881 called the King James Revised Version of the Bible, of the Shakespeare Bible, that had all the signs and symbols, had the whole story. I put it as this, as the story in it, along with some other books, but they had the story in it of what's going down now and what, why the Bible seemed like it's fulfilling itself and prophecy in the Bible. You see the Christians, they all up in the arms of, oh, the Bible's fulfilling itself and all of that. Well, it's because they had a goal and a pattern that was set down by a secret society. Christianity in itself started off as a secret society, meaning that they had to worship the hippie on the stick in secret, because if it didn't, hell, the Romans were going to kill their ass. So everything started the same way with Islam. Muhammad had to go in hiding till he came out of hiding when he got enough people that he could talk shit and raise hell, and they beat him to death. You know the history. So when we look at, we're going to look at two Masonic orders, Duncan Masons of the South, the Southern States, which is known as the York Rite Masons, and the Scottish Rite Masons of the North. That's what we are put up under. This war that was fought wasn't fought to free now damn slaves. That, see, I'm writing out a book, Sister Drew, called The White Lie. It's certain things that this white man done lied about that in 2017 we have to go back and check the lie out. We know in tracing the white man's history, Magog and Gog's history, that they changed names. And we don't have sense enough to go back and get the name changed because we don't follow shit in a chronological order. It's an order to everything. It's a law. In other words, the protocol means in a chronological order. Anything that is not in its original is a revised version. I say that again. Anything that is not in its original, meaning when it first started off, is a revised version. And each revised version carry a name change with it. And 241 years ago, they called this land America, named now after a county that was in Angel Land. Go back into history of England. Before it was called England, it was called Angel Land because this is where the angels live. The angels, the Jutes and the Saxons, the angels were supposed to be the most beautiful and the most intelligent of these three barbarian tribes that migrated to Great Britain and over here to Great Britain at that time. You know, these people wasn't Britannians. Tannins was Jews. But these are what they call a Germanic race of people that came out of the North, heathen, barbarian. Look that history up. Angels, Saxons, and Jutes. And that's why you believe in angels in the church, because you're up under their system. The Duncan Masons of the South and the Scottish Rite Masons of the North fought a war for control. Everything deals with control, which means power. What organization was going to rule over here? We're talking about the beginning of America in 1776. In 1776, the Scottish Rite Masons fought a war with England to get their freedom. The Duncan Masons, which lived in the South, was called Royalists. The Scottish Rite Masons was called the Whigs. Now, when they fought this war and they got their power away from England and this became the 13 colonies, then the biggest mistake in the world that the Scottish Rite Masons made was to let the York Rite Masons live in the South. We come right on up until we see another war being fought in 1860 to 1863, which is known as the Civil War. Now, this war was fought when the South and the North had a misunderstanding. Now, the misunderstanding wasn't about the slave. You know, Abraham Lincoln was clear about it, about the slave. If you go back into the history, all of these people were slave owners, and they all felt the same way about somebody looked like me and you. I find it simply amazing that every country has its niggers. If you're in China, the nigger in China is the Mongolians. If you're in Japan, the niggers over there is the Chinese. If you're in Russia, the niggers is the Kurds. Every country has its niggers, meaning that it has the people that they call their slaves, their serfs, and serfdoms. This is what come of the aristocrat. We can see that when Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin, problems started. The slaves used to first hold the cotton and then chop the cotton, pick the cotton, and pull the cotton. Well, when he invented the gin, this eliminated pulling cotton. I know ain't none of y'all no field niggas out there, and y'all ain't never did none of this what I'm just talking about. That's the reason we had to go back in history, but I done did all four of them plus gin. I just happened to be educated with a 12-foot sack and a 9-foot sack as a child because I went to the field and we did this. I spent momentarily in the field and I didn't want to go to the field, so I started hauling hay in the summertime because your ass had to do something in the summertime. Whether you boy or girl, you did something when we was colored people. Not when we was African-American, but when we was colored people. You did something. We can see in history that when this happened, the North levied taxes unmercifully on the South. And they got tired of it, and they fought a war. Well, the South lost the war. That means that the York Rite Masons, which is still in the zoo, they got some black York Rite Masons now, and it's Duncan Masons. I know a whole lot of them. Brother Fred's son is one. He's in our group. Well, they lost the war. But the Scottish Rite Masons let them stay in America. And they became a party known as Democrat and Republic. They was together. And then you can see the split when they became Democrat, and then they became National Republicans. This was old Thomas Jefferson. He ran first up on the National Republic, and then the next year he ran up on the Republic. They did away with the name National. You had to watch that when they changed their name to Republic. But the Democrats, which was the Dixocrats, they still was here. Well, out of these two Masonic order came other secret societies that, as we speak now, rule America. Now, in 1776, May the 1st, when the Constitution was, and you see it on the dollar bills, 1789, 1776, they didn't hide nothing from us. It's just that we didn't know this knowledge, and they say put it in a book, and we wouldn't read, but everything's in a book now, and so we've been reading. We've been accidentally reading, I say, because I've been accidentally reading, and so we read up on their ass in 2017. May the 1st. Now, if you went to a colored school like I did, you know that May the 1st was what? May Day. And you got out of school and you had a baseball game on May Day, and you was happy in a sissy in Boys Town because you didn't have to have no classes. Everybody had a picnic, and then you would, mom and daddy bring you a picnic lunch and give you a lunch, and you had red soda water. It was just like Juneteenth. May the 1st. We didn't know what the hell we was doing, and that evening we would have what they call May Day exercise. They have a parade, and in the gym they would give programs. The choir would sing, and Professor Hopkins, in our school, Professor Hopkins, we would have different things at the PE department, where we had physical education, which was the last period in school at a all spook school, nigger school, where you had black people teaching you with nigger doctor's degrees, as the white folks call it. And they would teach you how to square dance and waltz, and you did all of these wonderful things on this day, celebrating a white man's holiday that we didn't know a damn thing about. It. How did it get originated? And where May Day come from? And what's so significant about it? That night in that homecoming game, you have a big bonfire. You didn't know why you had a bonfire. You just celebrating it. You didn't know that a bonfire represented something that was derogatory, how they used to burn slaves and stuff in the time. Go look up the history of what a bonfire means. We can see this coming into being, and out of these two Masonic order came other secret societies. And by 1784, both the church and state saw to it that Weinstein, which is the father of the Illuminati, and that's funny, because when we trace when the Illuminati started in America, it's the same time when America became a country. And all the 72 people that signed the 36 signees of the Declaration of Independence, all of them was Masons. And the two top Masons, Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, John Adams wrote most of the Constitution, the preamble, the Bill of Rights, and say that we're going to be up under this order. We're going to have our government, which included a school system. And when it first started off, it wasn't for us. It wasn't for us, and neither was it for white folks. Not poor ones, only the rich ones. And I find it very interesting when we study this history that the Duncan Masons, which was the Masons of the South, their children was more highly educated than the Masons that lived in the North, the Scottish Rite Masons. They was loyal to England, so most of the time they would either send their children to private schools in England, and they sent along to the private school in England a mulatto. That's a slave that was a mulatto, meaning his daddy was white. And he's what is known as a half-breed. They sent them and educated them right along with master's children over in England. So most of them come back in the South, they could read and write. This is history that we have overlooked, but when we go back and study it, this is what we see. We see this coming into existence. And by 1784, it got into the society, and we have to go back into the 5th century and know that King James, all of his people at that day and time, they got expelled from the Roman Catholic Church when the church got involved. In the 5th century, the Coptic Church, which is the church of it's in Egypt and Ethiopia, and the Jacobites got expelled from the Catholic Church. And the Jacobites followed the Scottish Rite, and then you went through what is known as Friday the 13th, where they kicked the Crusaders out. They first started off as the Crusaders and moved on up through history. When they got run out of England into Scotland, they came over here as Scottish Rite Masons. Now, we can look and trace the history of how these societies became prevalent in the United States and how these societies now control the government. We call it the Illuminati, New World Order, the Bolivian Illuminati. You can see where that was in France. Then it came over here to the United States of America. Now, the Ivy League colleges, which was the college for the elite white people, evidence shows us that several organizations at Yale College, a society of people came out called Skull and Bones. Now, George Bush and his son is known members, and his grandfather is known members. They ain't hear this shit from of Skull and Bones. This is at Yale and College. They even made a movie of it, of the Skull and Bones. So they call this an elite club that included the most powerful men of the 20th century, including presidents. It was established in 1832, the same time that the Bolivian Illuminatis came into business. This Skull and Bone was created in Germany. Now, these are top businessmen, all your top elite businessmen. And what's so killing about it, we don't understand how this American government is ran. So when we study secret society, we'll see that the three top secret societies, and we're going to talk about it because no, most people don't ain't never heard of them. They run America as we speak right now. They jockeying for power, all three of these secret societies. That's why you got so much ruckus in the government now, because they're jockeying for power. When we go investigate, we'll see that out of the skull and bones, the members of the skull and bones, when they joined the government, they became known as the Bilderbergs. These was powerful bankers, brokers, economists, and world leaders who met in a secret to discuss world affairs from shortly after the end of World War II. In 1954, the Bilderbergers' agenda was to promote transatlantic cooperation so that their future wars could be averted, meaning they didn't want to fight no more wars. They met in secret in Holland. They still do that, where the group held its meetings at the Bilderberg Hotel. What they discussed in that meeting, it doesn't hit the public. And they come out now, why keep you in a mystery? Because they say this is conspiracy theory, you know. And you know when black folks get hold to it, oh, God. See, the key is you can't believe in a God. Esoteric knowledge does not believe in gods. You have to get this out of your mind. God concept. Ain't no such thing as a God. God is a man just like you. He eats shit, bog up trees, and chase rabbits. Well, my dad said just like you. And when we go back and see that, if we study the history of the New World Order, we run across the Illuminati. And this book I'm coming out of, it's called The Most Evil Secret Society in History. It's by Shelley Kahn. I posted it up on my Facebook, The Wired Zakaya. And one of Cohen's top students, Frederick Green, he said he went up on there, and guess how much the book cost? It cost 25 cents. Now, I didn't pay 25 cents for it. I paid $15.99 for it. But young Frederick Green just texted me this morning that he got the book for 25 cents. So all of y'all want to know about this knowledge of the most evil secret societies in it, go up on the internet and go to Amazon, and the name of the book is The Most Evil Secret Society in History by Shelley Kahn. It ain't but 25 cents. That's two bits, as we used to say a long time ago. And I did a survey, and most don't even know what two bits is, or what a bit is. That's all it costs. It costs 25 cents. Both the Oklahoma City bombing, Timothy McVeigh, international terrorist Osama bin Laden, was believed in the theory that the Bilderbergers pulled the strings that which national government danced. The former chancellor of Britain was one of the founding members of the Bilderbergs. He denied this shit, but we know it's a lie. There are absolutely nothing he said that is the truth. They deny this shit, just like you can go and go get a book called The Communist Manifesto, and then get the one that The International Jew by Henry Ford, and all of this is explained in it. Now, the Bilderbergs ran the United States, and they was gaining so much power that another group of people, it's a secret society, all of Masons, they was in the Scottish Rite, but they broke away, and these are what you call millionaires doing now. They trillionaires now, they billionaires now, but they was millionaires then. A group called the Trilateral Commission, formed in 1973 by private citizens from Japan, Europe, and North America, up under the heading of the Illuminatis. These people was different groups. They formed the Democratic Industrial Countries of the World. The European Union was also a part of this, and the UN and the Council of Foreign Relations, which was a lot of groups that was founded in 1921, which is called the CFR, all of these are secret societies of the New World Order, which we know as the New World Order, that controls America as we speak right now. The Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Group, and the Council of Foreign Relations. I have a chart, and you can go get that chart, of what they own and what they do not own. And I find it quite interesting that the only black institution that is in there that is controlled by the Trilateral Group, which is Rockefeller and this was established, that is a college called Spelman, which is an all black female college. Now, that's very interesting, because see, why would they control and they take care of this college? This college ain't gonna never go bring root. Well, in 1945, President Roosevelt gave you the Great Seal of the United States of America, meaning that this is when they had conquered from within. And these groups, as we speak right now, control America. And you can understand a little bit better why, how they put the king of rhetorics, which rhetoric is a subject that the definition of rhetoric is a person that is a master at speaking and that can control the minds through speech and gestures as they speak. Hitler was one of the greatest ones, but Donald Trump is even more greater than Hitler was, because Donald Trump is using what you call psychological warfare on the American people, where he say something crazy and everybody go up into their mind and get all plus. Well, that's game. That's nothing but game, one of the games that they play, one of the games that you had to know how they operate. Once you know how they operate, how they get you all upset, and he gets you all upset, and you go up in the fifth heaven, and what Trump done said, he say things for you to see how you react. Don't let him get into your mind. Best thing to do is know politics and stay away from politics. And when you understand what we're talking about right now, have a working knowledge of it, then you understand what's going on with the world power. No Democratic or Republican lasts no more longer than 250 years. We're in the 241st year of this Democratic Republican, so you know we got 9 more years for this bad boy falls, and we go into what we call the new world, another government. And Donald Trump told you that you're going to have a Republican constitution. And they explain something to you. The United States of America. That word of America. America is the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral, and the Council of Foreign Relations. All presidents of the United States are the chair spokesman for the Council of Foreign Relations. I have many, many books on rhetoric and many, many books on political science. And these was taught even in high school, because Big Mama, these are Big Mama's books. She had this in 1910. But when I noticed this, when White Daddy had been teaching us rhetoric, then here come a little man named Elijah Muhammad. Here come Malcolm X. Here come Malachi Yalk. Here come all the people that had good rhetoric that could control the mind of the people, the African Americans, to get you to listen to them, and they got rid of them. And they also got rid of the subject in school. You don't have political science in school no more. You don't have political economics in school no more. And you damn sure ain't got rhetoric, because they don't want you to be trained where you can speak and control the mind of people on the masses. And if they found out that they could see that too many black people was rising up back in the 50s and the 60s, that had rhetoric and uniting black people, especially Malachi Yalk, Ben Amin, these people, Marcus Garvey, these people was organizing black people and pulling them away from the system and the project that they had put you up under in 1950. They made a project out of us. They made a project out of us in slavery, but they made the Big Bang project, the Big Theory in the 1950s out of us. We can see this as we go back and study this history. Let's look at the government. The government is up under these three groups of people that have fully control of running the government we speak. This is where we have to understand what's going down for us to understand what shape we're in right now. When we look and see the system that was given to us, they say that they taught us the three R's, which is reading, writing, and arithmetic. But ain't no W there and ain't no A there. So we learn up under they write. Now, let's look at something, how they work. They take a child. It's always begin with the child. The only way that you can have complete control over a nation of people, you have to get the baby, and you teach the baby in an educational school system. That's the reason we have a planned school system. They take a child at 5 and take him through 12 years of school system. The number 12 means they're complete. But what are you complete with? You are complete with what is known as you become a master mason, is all it, meaning that you have the substitute word. You have enough knowledge, you become a great slave working for America, in America. And let's look at something. Back when I graduated from school, you could come straight out of high school and have a hell of a paying job, which they had their own job training. Then if you wanted to further your education, you went to college, got you a BA, a BS, which my daddy say was some bullshit. A black ass got some bullshit. That's the BA and BA. And then if you want to further yourself to get a better job in America, oh, you had to get a master in it. And then once you become a master, once a black ass become a master of the bullshit knowledge that they done give you, daddy said, then you can become a black doctor. And you remember, if you got a degree, you the black one. You ain't the white one. And they, when they had all segregated school, they let you know that you had a nigger degree, because that's what everybody had at that time, period. So you had to know what era and time it is, because we're going in a chronological order. We ain't skipping and going up here where you became never been in slavery and had the mentality that you were free and all that bullshit. No, you wasn't that. You had to go back to the history of everything, and you could see how what we've been placed up under and why we don't understand a damn thing now, because when you talk united, support, and love, your school's system teaches you to unite with white folks. Your church teaches you to love white folks and support them in their endeavors, to the point where look at you now. And when we went to school, I remember when we was all color school, mom and dad ain't taught us to go to school or to go to college to get a degree to start a business. They taught us to go get a degree so we could work for the white man and drive a Cadillac or a Continental. Now you're driving a Rolls Royce and a Mercedes. And back in that day, you have your good Jim Walker home that came out in 1955, and you was upstanding in the black community, that where everybody looked at you if you had a doctor's degree or a master's degree in old master, and everybody in the community said you was important. And then they elect niggas like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton to be your leader. You ain't elected them, son of a bitches, and they appointed them. The Democratic Party did that. So we can see all of this now. We're not ignorant. We just going looking at history, walking in this shit down just like it is. Then when they integrated, meaning when they put you into the system in 1970, then look at you 47 years later, because in 1969, our nation of people who was known as the African-American, after you were known as colored people then, until Jesse Jackson renamed you African-American, you was only 5% illiterate. Even 30 years off the plantation, you was only 60% illiterate. But 45 years after integration, you 95.96% illiterate as we speak, meaning your ass can't read. Reading is comprehension. It ain't taught to you. Because the subject that we was taught in school system, the grandbaby ain't getting them. This is why you have to separate. You had to understand what a secret society is holding you up under. But giving credit to the Zionist Jew, he put it in the Constitution and got it so where if you look like me and you, you can separate like the Nation of Islam, like Ben Amin, like all of these people, and form your own nation and become a nation within a nation, because the UN is where you would be represented in a new United Nations. All you got to do, you be represented. All the Nation of Islam got to do is declare itself a nation, go get that thing, and be send their representative to the UN to represent them. You can do that in America. when you became the United States, then the United States, America let the United States have their own constitution, their own army, their own everything that you, that the Federalists, the first party was called Federalists. They still here. But you don't, they don't vote for them because they don't believe you. The only, the Constitution, the Republic Constitution, which is American Constitution, they don't make no provision for a Democratic and Republican Party. Only state constitution has a Democratic and Republican Party. America doesn't. We lease land from America. You had to understand that you don't own shit, but you up under that white lie that you own something. You own nothing. You lease land. You don't pay your taxes, they take your land from you. The federal would. The federal would take their land from you and then sell it to somebody else, and they pay for it, have you fooled with the little white lie that you own it, and you don't own shit. We can see this by studying history and walking it down in a chronological order. The mind has got to make a transformation to understand what we're talking about. This is for all the esoteric students. If you on exoteric, you don't understand what we, you can't understand being off into his system and his knowledge. You had to know what he had placed you up under. That's why we're doing the study. That's why we went back and go little by little to get a working knowledge, get the book. Get the book so you can get a good knowledge of it. I'm just analyzing the book and telling you what really hidden here and hidden there. And you had to know that the rituals and the esoteric codes are the heart of everything in the Illuminati undertaking. You had to know that. The idea of a secret organization attempted to rule the world is deep-seated and psychic of modern-day man in your mind. What they do behind all James Bond movies, not to mention thousands and thousands and thousands of other books and films, they have a hidden agenda in it that the esoteric person, he can pull these out. They got a new movie coming out called World War Z, which meaning that that's the next wall coming up, and the Z generation of people is born after 2012, and I find that very interesting. You got a movie called Black Sunday. Get that movie. Go look it up. I think it's on, I know they're playing it on TV now, called Black Sunday. Is something that movie was put out April the 1st, 1977. And 2017, me and you can see that movie coming into existence. That movie is about some terrorists hijacked the Goodyear blimp. And the Dallas Cowboys were playing the Super Bowl in California, the Raiders, and they hijacked it, and they got into the station with a hydrogen bomb in it to blow up the Super Bowl. Well, hell, we see that right now, and that shit can happen. If you're in all kinds of large places, you just seen this in Las Vegas at a concert. You probably see it on New Year's Eve. You got a lot of events that a lot of people gather, and they don't let nobody bullshit you that they got security because they can't secure. They can't secure shit. So if you off into all of these places and shit, well, you playing with your life. Anytime, any moment, you could be anywhere and a bomb go off because of the situation that we're in now. Of these groups, these secret societies that we don't know a damn thing about, of how they work and how they operate. So as an esoteric student, you have to have a working idea of what's going down the pipe so you can understand and you can see all of this. We can see that when we look at these different secret societies and stuff, we can see which one fighting against each other and which one is winning and which one is not winning and which one is jockeying for. And we can see that these societies that started a long time ago, how they have taken over complete control as we speak right now. Another thing to look at, we want to look at, is that one of the greatest secret society in America was the Ku Klux Klan, up under the flag of the United States of America. And you have to understand that a lot of stuff is coming to the light now. You can see marching and protesting and all of this stuff or stuff that has happened through secret societies. I want to touch down a little bit, because the clock is up there, on what went down just past. If you are 32 stories high, and it's a funny thing, it was a secret society. The man tell you that this boy belonged to a secret society. 32 stories high. That means your vision in shooting with a scope is 2 miles. If you're 10 stories high, your vision is, you can shoot 1 mile with a gun and kill with it if you're a sniper, if you're a trained sniper. Another thing is that this boy didn't use a banana clip, or he didn't use a rotary. A rotary holds 100 rounds. A good movie, like they was telling you, they have their agenda, hidden agenda. Go get it and put it out twice, called a Manchurian Candidate. You got this walking around out there. They call them lone wolves. There ain't no damn lone wolf. He's a terrorist. There ain't no damn lone wolf. How in the hell is the lone? He's a terrorist. And he's going to be white. More than likely, he's going to be white. And you got a whole lot of them right now. I'm going to hip you to it and warn you about it. Sitting off in a hotel room, pissed off at the government because the government done took control of your mind. You have to not let what is going on in government get involved with it. Once you get involved with it, you're conquered. Your mind is conquered. You hear black folks, Trump is running black folks stone rave, mad dog crazy as we speak. But this is a hidden agenda of a secret society. When we know how they work with the mind, strictly psychological warfare. They deal
right.
with heavy. You know, Brother Drew. See, they deal
yeah,
with
I've been,
heavy.
I've been here for a second, listening about 30 minutes.
Yes. See, Brother Drew, they deal with a heavy knowledge on us. We are controlled by the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Group, the Council of Foreign Relations. That's a secret society. Those are the richest people. And I find it very interesting, Brother Green, who went up, you can get this book for 25 cents, Brother Drew, The Most Evil Secret Society in History by Shelley Klein. Go get this book, Brother Drew. It ain't but a quarter, 2 bits. I want everybody that's listening to us, you need to read this book. This book gives you the most evil secret society in history and how they operate and everything. All this history is in here. The Giant Jew let everything come out, and I'm surprised that they let it get down to 25 cents. I was just shocked. I told him he need to buy a whole lot of them for a quarter. if we go look into another heavy-ass secret society, the 32 members, they call it the membership. They call it the NFL and the AFL. Is 16, I think, what is it, 16 NFL, 16 AFL, and they done broke it down where they trick you now and call it just, but it's two of the American League and the National Football League. That's where it started off. But if you're a owner, Brother Drew, that's the same as Masons. And I find it very interesting because Brother Frederick Green, he called me and he said, Rabbi, where he called me, he say, the signs in football, have you noticed them? I said, no, Brother Green. He said, the touchdown sign, is it a Masonic sign? So I say, I looked, he said, is the delay of the game, start the clock, are those Masonic signs? Yes, they are. A touchdown is the hailing sign. Delay of game is hailing sign. Start the clock is a hailing sign. And you have to be a billionaire, Brother Drew, before they even consider letting you get into this elite society called NFL. You got to be a billionaire. You really got to be a trillionaire right now. It used to be a billionaire. See, once upon a time when me and you were little boys, if you had $1 million, you were rich. Hell, you can win that in the lottery now. $1 million ain't shit.
Right.
You're a billionaire. See, here's what happens with these big businessmen, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Group. You even see the millionaire bought out the billionaire bought out the trillionaire, and the trillionaire brought out the zillionaire. And when Chelsea Clinton said something about the zillionaire, people looked at her like she was crazy, but she was pumping some knowledge. That shit slipped out of her mouth when she was on national television and used that word zillionaires. When she said, well, we ain't zillionaires. We ain't no trillionaires. Meaning that, ask yourself a question. What is the salary of Jerry Jones every year? He can't be no billionaire, a millionaire to pay his football team. He got to be a zillionaire. Common sense tells us that. So we see that everything that is of high up authority come through a secret society. That's the reason I urge everybody to get this book. Because it ain't for 25 cents. That'd be a 25 cents that's well spent for you to get this information. And we got 9 years, Brother Drew. You got 9 years to do what the Bible says, come out of her, my people. that rhetoric. But I wanted everybody to get a knowledge, because we as a black race of people, we just heard of the word secret society. We just heard of the word Bilderberg, Trilateral, Council of Foreign Relations. We have no earthly idea of any information about these three groups, which these three groups, we are placed hard up under those three groups as we speak right now. So I'm urging everybody to get this book called The Most Evil Secret Society in History. And I see it's about that time, Brother Drew, but we'll get back off into this next week, because there's a couple of more secret societies that I want to touch down on the history of them and what they control right now. And there are charts out, and I get my chart out on where you can go get this other chart of what each one of these organizations own and who belong to these organizations. You'd be surprised. NBC, ABC, CBS, who own who in America? And they're all bloodline, and it's all family. See, and that's what's so killing about it, you know, Brother Drew. And we're just pawns in the games, playing around, playing with ourselves, hippity hopping down the bunny trail. Well, I see that big old clock. We about 5 minutes over, so I'll say Shema Yahweh Da, Yah Abin Yah Ikah until next week.